Increasing volumes of traffic can cause problems in urban areas around the world, and you need to be able to give specific examples of traffic management schemes operating within named urban areas. Of course, along with traffic congestion, an increase in traffic also results in an increase in air pollution and the pressure to build more roads, which could easily eat up more greenfield or greenland sites. So one example of a scheme which has been used to try and reduce the number of cars on the roads and therefore manage the increasing volumes of traffic is actually the Cambridgeshire Guided Busway. And this is a busway which actually runs along a dedicated concrete track, which used to be an old railway line that had become disused. This was good because it required less land, it kept the buses off the roads, which meant that they didn't get caught up in traffic jams themselves, which meant that they were efficient and fast and reliable. The Cambridgeshire Guided Busway opened in 2009, costing about £116 million. And it's really good because it links up lots of the little villages around Cambridge, and people can ferry into the city itself, where ordinarily they would have hopped into a car and driven in, and therefore increased congestion and pollution within the city itself. Each stop has its own dedicated shelter. It's integrated in terms of providing parking for cycling. There are also links to park and ride facilities in St Ives and Long Stanton. Buses run every 10 minutes, so they are regular and reliable, which is what every commuter would like, particularly on a winter's morning. And there are also paths beside the guided busway, which can be used by pedestrians and cycles. So again, encouraging people to get out of their cars and to find alternative means to get to their destination. And the area has also been replanted and landscaped, which benefits the environment and the wildlife. In Manchester, the Manchester Metrolink was Britain's first street-running tramway. Of course, we now find trams running in areas such as Croydon and in Nottingham. It also connects a large number of smaller towns and suburbs to the city of Manchester and also to the redeveloped areas of the Salford Quays and Old Trafford, which of course is home to Manchester United Football Club. Trains run every 6 minutes, and during rush hours they add additional carriages to the trains. So again, a regular service which is efficient and reliable. All the tram stops have shelters for inclement weather. Many have electric signboards, so people are kept up to date on how long it will be till the next tram arrives. And in 2007, the Metrolink carried about 20 million passengers. There are plans to extend the tramway because it's been very successful, and they're looking to increase the capacity from 55,000 people a day to 90,000 people using it every single day. And that would be 90,000 people not using cars to get from A to B in the city of Manchester. And a really good example of an integrated transport system where all the parts of the system fit together to make it efficient can be found in Curitiba in Brazil, where they've got the bus rapid transport system. The BRT system has four elements. It has direct line buses, which operate from key pickup points and run directly into the city centre. It has speedy buses, which operate on five main routes into the city with limited stops. It has inter-district buses, which join up the districts without crossing over the city centre. And it has feeder minibuses, which pick people up from residential areas and take them to terminal points, where they can then get onto another bus on a main route. The system is extremely effective and efficient. It uses a smart card payment system, a bit like the Oyster card used in London. Bus terminals have shops, cafes and a post office. And the buses also operate on a mixture of diesel and biofuel, which means they create less pollution, and this also helps agriculture. About just over 1 million passengers use the system every day, and 80% of all commuters use the buses, which means 30 million fewer car trips a year in the city of Curitiba. This has resulted in the environment being cleaner and the roads being safer. We could, of course, use our own experiences of strategies used in London and Greater London to reduce volumes of traffic. The congestion charge, for example, the Boris bikes, where people can hire bikes for the day and cycle around central London. Car sharing or carpooling schemes, where different groups of people pay some money towards sharing a car and then and use it out and book it out when they want to use it for a few hours or a day. The cycle network that's set up across Greater London encourages people to ride their bicycles safely rather than using their cars. And the red route system helps to alleviate congestion and accidents by reducing areas where people can park. We also want to make sure that traffic is managed, because in the UK it's estimated that traffic congestion costs businesses up to £24 billion every year.